Welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will hear a surprise 2014 recording by a London-based hard rock act that formed in the late 60s and whose early drummer wound up leaving the group. That drummer eventually ended up playing around 2,500 concerts with a shy piano player from the London suburb of Pinner. For our little slice of heaven at number 7, we will appreciate a recording from the early 50s that was produced at Sun Studios in Memphis by a young Ike Turner and featured vocals by his wife. On this particular record, that wife was not Tina. Later, we will examine what happened when four modern rockers from Ireland convinced the world's most celebrated blues guitarist to cut a song with them in 1988. Their unique meeting became an extremely popular MTV video. And finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will present a cover song whose original version was included on the most talked about album of all time. That song's primary composer must have been in favor of the remake since he took part in the sessions that updated his creation. But first, just as we do each week, we start with a single that, at some point, was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a one-week peak and then left in the morning. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we chug away with a selection that was a debut record in many ways. It was the debut single from the debut album by a four-man group being produced by Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, their debut as both writers and producers. Not only was this a debut single from a debut album, it was also the debut release for the Cole Gems record label, an upstart label that took over the failing Cole Picks record company for the purpose of releasing records from one Columbia Screen Gems television show. This track was featured in the very first episode of that show, which debuted the very same week that Record World charted the single at number 38. Billboard had it at number 43, and Cashbox placed it at number 39. Those three positions averaged out at an even number 40, the exact location of this train on the night in 1966 that America first met the Monkees on TV.
Don't be slow. No. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation. Take the last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. You can be here by 4:30, 'cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville.
with a number one single that held positions on the three major charts that averaged at number 40 on the very day their show debuted. Those were The Monkees and Last Train to Clarksville, a track that featured the distinct guitar work of Wrecking Crew member Louis Shelton, the same Louis Shelton that produced our number 40 from several weeks ago, Diamond Girl by Seals and Crofts.
Universe Top 40.
Number 20.
At number 20, we have a track from an album released on the Elektra label that was co-produced by one of the engineers that helped develop the sound of Fleetwood Mac, Richard Dashett. After the band, known simply as Shoes, reached number 50 with their Present Tense album, their label arranged for them to complete their follow-up project at the legendary United Western Recording Studios. If that studio sounds familiar, United Western was the location where acts such as Frank Sinatra, Jefferson Airplane, and Blondie recorded. In addition, the tracks for the enormously successful Grease soundtrack album were cut there. Along with Richard Dashett, the Four Shoes entered United Western and came out with an album called Tongue Twister. One of the tracks on that album was a song that Elektra Records foolishly failed to release as a single, When It Hits. Called When It Hits that should have been released as a single and should have, at the very least, reached number 20 in Billboard, Cashbox, and Record World. That was the four-man new wave rock act known as Shoes, a group chronicled on compilation albums such as Yellow Pills, Teen Line, and International Pop Overthrow.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. At number 11, we have a popular soul single from 1974 that was written by Bob Crew and Kenny Nolan and was produced by Vicky Wickham and Alan Toussaint. In addition to co-producing the single, Toussaint also played electric piano on the record. The lead singer on this punchy production was Patti LaBelle. As we just mentioned, Alan Toussaint played electric piano. There was also a Hammond organ in these sessions, played by Art Neville. Around 6 or 7 years before this record was made, another keyboard player was covering piano, electric piano, and organ for Patti LaBelle during her live European performances. We will hear from him later. Right now, here is LaBelle.
Get you, ya, ya. Lady Mama Lie.
Spending a week at number 11 in Record World on her way to number 1 in Billboard, Cashbox, and Record World, that was LaBelle and her signature single that was later covered by Christina Aguilera, Lady Marmalade. At number 10, we have a hard-rocking track that was released by a Nashville-based act that named itself the Screamin' Cheetah Wheelies after a Gary Larson cartoon. Once they developed a following at the clubs near Vanderbilt University, they caught the attention of Atlantic Records, who sent them to Ardent Studios in Memphis. With a brand new album and a major label behind them, they hit the road with the Allman Brothers. Several of their tracks began receiving airplay on album rock outlets such as WNEW New York, WLAV Grand Rapids, and WBCS in Boston. We believe that one of those songs, Ride the Tide, should have, at the very least, reached number 10 on both the mainstream rock tracks chart and the Billboard Hot 100.
Looked out the day the sky was falling. Falling from my eyes. So I fell on the floor as I decided to take a ride, take a ride. R.E.M. it soon set in and I was in the schoolyard, my little darling lay in your mom. She'd never been so pretty, pretty, as she displayed all my lucky charms. And as we danced in the ever sweet sunshine, we threw up to our knees, we were melted into my arms. But no hurry for tomorrow. I knew right there your shoes, my cosmic mate that day. I recollect I knew I'd never forget. And I forget, never left all the sights and sounds. Hey, let's get it right, let's ride, let's ride this time. Let's live like rebels amongst us, the melting tide. All is well, all is fine. We can rendezvous.
the backing vocals of Susan Marshall of Mother Station, those were the Screamin' Cheetah Wheelies and their blast of Southern album rock with a modern rock mix, Ride the Tide.
Number nine.
At number nine, we have a single by a celebrated female vocalist who once recorded a song with B.B. King and Alan Toussaint, one of the co-producers of the track we heard a moment ago at number 11. When one thinks of Alan Toussaint, New Orleans immediately comes to mind. And B.B. King either means Itabena, Mississippi, or Memphis. So we might be tempted to presume that the vocalist that joined those two legends was associated with Stax, High, or Malico Records. Such a presumption, though, would be wrong. The talented vocalist that joined B.B. and Toussaint was actually a fun-loving girl born into a Catholic family in Brooklyn and raised in Queens, Cindy Lauper. And we will certainly hear that interesting combination of Cindy, B.B., and Toussaint a few weeks from now. The Cindy Lauper record perched at number nine today was written by Jules Shear, All Through the Night.
Precious time, when time is new, all through the night to die, knowing that we feel the sun without sense. We have of no past, we won't reach back, keep with me forward all through the night, and once we start, the need to cleanse, and it goes running all through the night, until it ends, there is no end. All through the night, Stray Cat is crying, so Stray Cat sings back.
Billboard charts on its way up to a peak of number 5 on the Hot 100. That was Cyndi Lauper and All Through the Night.
Universe Top 40.
Auden and Gray should have reached number 8.
Now we are up to a song that is both modern and great and should have reached number 8. It is another surprise recording by that hard-rocking British act that we heard a few months back, Uriah Heep. In London, during the very late 60s and early 70s, guitarist Mick Box was leading an extremely hard rock group named for a character in David Copperfield, Uriah Heep. After a number of successful European albums throughout the 70s, along with some moderate success in the U.S., Uriah Heep's sales began to slow down, but they never quit. You may recall that several months ago, we featured the song Change from their album Sonic Origami, a surprise return from them in 1998. Now, we have another track from them, another surprise, and it is recent enough to be modern and great.
Sure which way to go. I'm looking for connections, a friendly face to say, yeah, you gotta give it 1 minute, 1 hour, one more day. All the while I'm learning each day a little more. My confidence will help me to open door. I made the right connection, and now I'm here to stay. You gotta give it 1 minute, 1 hour, one more day. You gotta give it 1 minute, 1 hour, one more day.
Was 1 minute, released in 2014 by Uriah Heep, a band that at one point included Nigel Olsen, a drummer that would go on to appear on numerous legendary recordings with that same keyboard player that formerly backed Patti LaBelle. The song we just heard featured Russell Gilbrook on drums, a position he has held since 2007.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7. It is a legendary recording produced in a legendary location by a controversial musician who, during his early years, was a pioneer in the rock and roll world. As time went on, though, he became more known for his outbursts, his drug convictions, and domestic abuse. Ike Turner was born in Clarksdale, Mississippi in 1931 to a seamstress named Beatrice Cushenberry. His father, Izier Luster Turner, was a Baptist minister. As a child, young Ike witnessed a white mob beat his father severely, allegedly over an affair he was having. The injuries suffered by his father eventually caused his death 2 years later, and young Ike's mother then married a man that Ike claimed was a violent alcoholic. After receiving a beating from his stepfather, Ike knocked him out with a piece of lumber and ran off to Memphis. However, he had no way of supporting himself, so he returned to Clarksdale. Over the next few years, Ike worked at a hotel in Clarksdale, which allowed him to watch disc jockey John Friscillo doing a live show at WROX, a station across the street from the hotel. Working his way into the station, Ike learned how to run the soundboard and was soon hosting his own radio show. The records he was playing every day inspired Ike to refine his own musical skills. Over time, he would become a band leader and form the Top Hatters, which evolved into the Kings of Rhythm. He recorded Rocket 88 at Sun Studios in Memphis, a record that has often been called the very first real rock and roll record. Even though the single reached number one on the Billboard R&B chart, Ike Turner was paid exactly $20 for his participation. Part of the problem was that Sam Phillips leased the master recording to Chess Records in Chicago, and Chess put the lead vocalist's name, Jackie Brinston, on the label instead of the name used during the recording sessions, which was Ike Turner and His Kings of Rhythm featuring Jackie Brinston. After that fiasco, Ike began producing his own recordings and acting as a talent scout for Sun and even other labels. All through his professional adventures, Ike's personal life was just as messy. Ike got married for the first time at age 16 to a girl named Edna from Ruleville, Mississippi. He lied on his marriage license, stating he was 20. Edna did not like living in Clarksdale, so she simply went back to Ruleville later in the same year of their marriage, 1948. Ike met his second wife, Velma, at the Cotton Club in Yazoo City, Mississippi. They were married in 1950, even though Ike denied that he was the father of Velma's daughter, Linda, who was born in 1949. That marriage did not last either. Ike next married a girl named Rosa from West Memphis, Arkansas. However, Rosa's family claimed she had a mental condition and they put her in an insane asylum. Ike was unsuccessful in securing her release, and so he never saw her again. That gets us to Ike's fourth wife, Bonnie, who he married in Clarksdale in 1952. Bonnie played piano and sang and became a member of the Kings of Rhythm. In 1952, she released a single called Everybody's Talking on the Modern Records label. Its flip side was called Love is a Gamble. Both songs were written by Bonnie and Ike together, but for years, only Ike's name was listed as a writer. Because of Ike's control of all the publicity surrounding the Kings of Rhythm, not much is known about Bonnie. According to Ike, quote, Bonnie played piano. It was a job staying ahead of this chick, man, because she was always trying to outdo me, close quote. While the Kings of Rhythm were in Sarasota, Florida for a gig in 1953, Bonnie ran off to New York with another man. The divorce between Bonnie and Ike was finalized in 1955. While we don't have much information about Bonnie's life after her 3 years with Ike, we know a lot about Ike's. He would eventually get married 6 more times to 6 different women, one of them being Tina. Today, though, we aren't focusing on Tina. We turn our attention to one of the early female vocalists to record at Sun Studios in Memphis, Bonnie Turner.
If it takes you down below, then you can say that I'm already in. Thank you. walked out that front door. Well, if he got another gal, he would soon have to let her go.
With our little slice of heaven at number 7, that was Bonnie Turner and a B-side that she recorded at Sun in Memphis, Love is a Gamble. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all around the world. Alejandro from Argentina heard our 6070 kHz broadcast on a web SDR using a mini whip antenna. He reported 44444 and commented that the show was very enjoyable. He liked the Beatlish song at number 10. He even included an air check so that we could hear how we sounded to him in Buenos Aires. Well, Alejandro, we are happy that you enjoyed the show, and we hope that you have great shortwave reception in the future. By the way, that Beatlish song you liked at number 10 was Knee Deep in Love by Clay 2. Reginaldo from Brazil heard our 7440 kHz broadcast on his Kenwood receiver with loop antenna. He reported 12222 and commented that he really liked the selections we played from the 80s and 90s. He went on to wish us happiness and said that he likes to hear quality music on shortwave. Well, Reginaldo, we wish you a whole lot of happiness in return, and we will do our best to play quality music on shortwave for the foreseeable future. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus hit at number 6, awarded to an act that has placed at least 6 albums into the top 40 of the album charts. Today's 4-man group from Dublin, Ireland has placed 8 albums into the number 1 slot of the album charts. They certainly qualify. The band U2 was formed in Dublin back in 1976. They were part punk, part rock, and part new wave. Their first albums were built around the half-rhythm, half-lead guitar style of David Evans, known by his stage name of The Edge. That guitar sound became as much a part of their success as the wailing vocals of Paul Hewson, their charismatic singer who took the name Bono. After their monumental success with the album The Joshua Tree in 1987, the band decided to seek some assistance on their next record. For one track, they hired legendary Brian Wilson collaborator Van Dyke Parks to score a string arrangement and heartbreaker Ben Montench to play keyboards. On another, they drafted Bob Dylan to contribute backing vocals and organ. And on this song, they brought in the legendary B.B. King to lay down some blues guitar and even take the lead vocal on a verse and 2 choruses. While it reached number 1 in Ireland, number 4 in New Zealand, number 6 in England, and number 10 in the Netherlands, it only reached number 68 in the United States. Of course, the album that contained the track hit number 1 on the album survey, and there was certainly no shortage of airplay on the song. Engineered by cowboy Jack Clement at Sun Records in Memphis, here are Bono, The Edge, Larry Mullen, Adam Clayton, B.B. King, and backing vocalists Helen Duncan, Phyllis Duncan, and Reba Russell, and When Love Comes to Town.
Down, but I
with our bonus hit at number 6. That was the collaboration between U2 and B.B. King, When Love Comes to Town. My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. Well, at number 6, we just heard U2 and B.B. King with When Love Comes to Town, a bonus hit that featured backing vocalists Helen Duncan, Phyllis Duncan, and Reba Russell. Now, at number 5, we have an album track that, like the song we just heard, was recorded in Memphis and featured backing vocals by Reba Russell. Singing background harmony with Reba on this song was Susan Marshall, the same Susan Marshall that provided background vocals on the Screamin' Cheetah Wheelie's track that we heard back at number 10. The other musicians on this selection have all been heard on our countdown before. On bass and co-producing was Don Smith, one of the 5 guitarists on the Richard Orange track we heard a few weeks ago. On drums was Robert Hall, the drummer for the legendary band Zyder Zee, whose song The Breaks appeared on our show last spring. On Hammond organ was Mike Lawler, who provided the phenomenal Hammond work on the Joan Baez track Edge of Glory. On lead guitar was that ever-present musician we hear practically every week on this show, Jack Holder. So who was doing the lead vocal and playing electric piano with all those amazing musicians behind him? Maybe you will figure it out.
1 year is a long time to sing, and words, they don't give much strength to the string.
Soundtrack saxophone with you, with you. Hey!
number 5, that was Kissing to a Soundtrack Saxophone by me, John McMullen, along with my friends Don Smith, Robert Hall, Mike Lawler, Susan Marshall, Reba Russell, and the ever-present Jack Holder.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 4.
Now we are up to number 4, which means that we are going to play a selection that charted significantly better in England than it did in the United States. The song is a Pete Townshend composition that was recorded at Olympic Studios in London. In England, the single immediately shot up to number 5. But in the United States, where the contractual arrangements were basically up in the air, it was released on the ATCO label and failed to chart in Billboard, Cashbox, or Record World. Even with that relatively bad showing, the record was played on American radio as if it were a top 10 hit. Number 5 in England and should have hit number 4 in the United States, that was the four-man British rock act known as The Who and Substitute.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 3.
Now we are up to our 3 from way downtown. Once again, we are talking about downtown Springfield, Missouri, home of that incredible 5-man modern rock act that Trouser Press praised quite often back in the 80s, Fool's Face. Near the end of 1981, Talk Records released Tell America, the second Fool's Face album, a 14-song near masterpiece produced by Pat Ciccone at Dungeon Studios in Springfield. We have already featured 3 selections from that album here on Alt Universe Top 40. Gotta Get a Letter to You at number 5, Won't Make It Hard at number 3, and at number 2, the Space Age Tale written by Jimmy Frink that was on that second album and also released as a flexi-disc single within an issue of Trouser Press, L5. Today, we focus on another Jimmy Frink composition, Maiden USA. This Fool's Face track is definitely one of my all-time favorites.
Many models to choose. Double-colored ruby rouge. With removable parts.
it's gonna be produced on your TV screen. It's a modern work of art. You can picture every need with the extras added on. Every mile is guaranteed to be a sign of the gem with nothing to say. Mechanical pets, you find them anywhere. American boys can't be advertised in the street. Not the one that you wanna meet, like the one in the magazine. Manufactured in the sun, so at night she won't be seen anywhere but on display. But the love will have a need. Overpriced in New York, with a stock in LA, made in USA.
With our three from way downtown, that was Fool's Face, and a song that featured one of the best bass lines in the entire decade of the 80s, Made in USA.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 2.
Now we are up to number 2, which means that we are going to play a selection that we believe should have reached number 1. It is by an alternative post-grunge band from Southern California that was produced by the bass player that we just heard knocking out one of the greatest bass lines of the 80s, Jim Wirt of Fool's Face. After Doug Robb and Dan Estrin kept running into each other as competitors at various talent shows in the 90s, they decided to form a band together. This hybrid group began securing bookings at clubs that also featured shows by a young version of the band Incubus. By that point, Incubus had already been working in the studio with Jim Wirt, who, following the breakup of Fool's Face, was producing recording sessions for other acts at a studio in Santa Monica. One of the songs that Jim Wirt produced for that new band made up of friends of Incubus was Running Away, an emotional plea set to alternative music that should have been a number one single.
I don't want you to give it all up and leave your own life collecting dust. And I don't want you to feel sorry for me. You never gave us a chance to be. And I don't need you.
Thank you.
At number two, with a single produced by Jim Wirt of Fool's Face, that was Hoobastank, a post-grunge act that got its name when one of its members mispronounced a street in Germany. Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number one. It is a Beatle classic that was written for one of the most talked about albums of all time, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Credited to Lennon and McCartney, the song was basically a product of John Lennon's imagination after a drawing by his son Julian triggered a fictional setting filled with Lewis Carroll-like phrases. When the Sgt. Pepper album was released, John's surreal sound portrait, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, received significant airplay all over the world. However, even with that radio action, it was never released as a single by Parlophone in England or on Capitol in the United States. However, the version of Lucy that we are playing today was released as a single, and while Lennon was involved with this single, the once shy piano player who takes the lead vocal was, back in the Sgt. Pepper days, playing keyboards behind Patti LaBelle during her tour across the United Kingdom. The drummer on this hit was, during that same period, drumming for Uriah Heep, the band we heard back at number eight. Regardless of what Elton John or Nigel Olsen were doing in the late 60s, by 1974, those two, along with Dee Murray, Davy Johnstone, and Ray Cooper, joined up with John Lennon to re-record Lennon's own personal version of Alice in Wonderland, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Quite slowly, a girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl. By a fountain where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pie. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds. nation, the crisis importers with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
With our Hall of Perfection track at number one, that was the across-the-board number one single, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by Elton John, getting a little help from his friend John Lennon, whose label credit of Dr. Winston Oboogie fooled nobody. Well, that's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Also, you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email address to john@altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase and 40 is a number. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.